Dr. John Braccio, who's the director of Regional Psychological Services. Check out drjohnb.com as it's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Dr. B, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm never better. I had a wonderful Christmas. I'm looking forward to the getting ready for the new year, and just I'm in a buoyant, bouncy, good mood.
Are you heading down to watch the Spartans in the bowl game?
We'll not be doing that. We actually had plans where we're going to be actually going to Florida shortly after that. So we will not, but we will certainly be following the game.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Christmas for Christians and non-practicing Christians. As you had mentioned to me, it's a time of reflection, and probably enough of us don't take time to reflect.
Well, I think that's really true, Tony. Christmas is a time, and whether we're happy, unhappy, call it what you will, but hopefully most people have a wonderful time at Christmas, with people that are either celebrating the birth of Christ or persons that think of the persons that brought love and understanding and caring, you know, to the world. Certainly that was, you know, his intent. That it's a time that we reflect and think, who are we? What's our purpose? Where are we going in life? And because we touch the past, we talk to the people from the past, we remember events. I'm in a situation where both my parents and siblings are deceased. Okay, I live in a very active world with a wonderful group, you know, wife, children, you know, grandchildren. But with that said, it's still a time you look back to days past, you reflect, you think. And it's a good time for everyone to do that and try to figure, why am I here? What is my purpose? The people that raised and trained me, what were their goals? Have I lived up to expectations? It's a good time. It can be a very good reflective time.
Dr. B, I don't think enough of us take the time to reflect. Tell us how to do that and how it could benefit us.
I think it kind of, I call it the old examining of conscience. If you examine, who are you? What's your purpose? What have you done? What have you done to help yourself? What have you done to help your family? What have you done to help friends? What have you done to help the world as a whole? I really believe it's an important thing. It's a micro thing, like, who am I? What's my purpose? All the way out, will the world be better? What impact will I have the life that I have lived? Will that be useful? Will that be helpful? And I think when we do these things, it can help give us some purpose. A lot of people are on a treadmill for their life. They don't know where they're going. They don't know what they're doing. They just live every day. They kind of live the day, end the day, live another day. It's not that they're necessarily doing anything bad. They might even be fairly constructive and doing help, but they don't think of it. They just live day to day. Because when I meet people, I'll say, well, what is your purpose? How do you see yourself in life? And a lot of people have no idea. They just kind of shrug their shoulders and say, well, I don't know. I work, I have family, I have this, or I don't have family, whatever it is. So it's a time to reflect and think, who am I? Where am I going? What have I done? What impact am I going to have? And if you really want to be a happy, satisfied person, answering those questions and answering them in a way that you're going to make yourself happy, you're going to make loved ones happy, you're going to impact their lives in a positive way, that's really what makes for a successful life. And it can begin. If we reach for it and search for it, around this time of year, very, very good time as we celebrate the birth of Christ, whether a Christian, non-Christian, or a non-practicing Christian, because he was a good guy.
So even if you're not a person of faith, you could still be a person of goodwill and want to leave a positive legacy.
Well, I really believe that. You know, if you go by the do unto others you have them do unto you, you know, it's pretty hard not to find that as a good basic human rule. So I don't think one needs to be a Christian. I think this was a time of year that Christmas Carol, that, you know, in terms of Ebenezer Scrooge, that is such a wonderful story. And there's like, I don't know, who knows how many versions of it. But you see it with Mickey Mouse, has it, Scrooge of all things, you know, is always out there looking at his past, finding himself at the end and being a good guy. I think all of us, if we don't watch out, we can take roads that aren't helpful, that aren't useful for us or others. And this is the time that all of us, due to the environment that we're in, where people are giving and they're saying Merry Christmas, they're saying Happy Holidays, they're turning on TV and they're seeing these shows that people have that are just kind of working to make people feel better. So whether you're a secular person, a secular humanist, whether you're a Christian, a non-Christian, this is a good time to ask the questions, who am I, what is my purpose? And reflecting is something we really ought to do year-round. It ought not to be just now. This just seems to be a good time as we're meeting family, we're seeing people to meet with family, we're seeing people that really would like family and miss family, because I'm certain there are people in your life, like in my life, that I miss from the past. But this is the time to remember those days, and it can be a warm experience and help us move forward in our life.
Is the new year a good opportunity? Is it positive to have a clean slate, a fresh slate, to start new things at the beginning of a new year?
I believe so. Now, granted, Tony, I think we can do it anytime we want, but New Year tends to be a very, very good time because it's a natural time. It's a new day, a new beginning, and on that day, we can then say what we're going to do. In fact, we can talk a little more about this next week. But the key is New Year, new time, new you, or even an old you that you may have loved and cared for and other people loved and cared for more. Try to bring that person back. Because if we don't watch out, it's easy to get into materialism, easy to get into living my life, getting into the narcissistic me, 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 everything is for me. And just the time to even sort out, meet with people you haven't seen, just kind of turn yourself into who you really want to be. And that's what, if you're reflecting this time of year, the result can be changes. But if you're willing and you work at it, you can then implement for the new year. I see a lot of people who do that. I'll have a number of people come into my office that will, in the next few months, that will be on that type of a mission in life. I want to be different. I want to do things different. You know, people, in that case, they seek me out as a therapist, but there will be people that do want to have a guide or someone who's going to help them. Some can find it in religion, some can find it with friends, with family. The road is totally different for everyone, but yes, this is a time that you can make changes. It's a natural time, and go for it with true gusto, kind of the old Pepsi ad. That's the way to do it.
Dr. Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services. Check out drjohnb.com. As we've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. John, Happy New Year.
Well, listen, Happy New Year to you and Kyle and family and those you care for. Hey, enjoy yourself and have a great time, my friend.